a Rayo Original Podcast.
Directly in your ears, here you go, Brothers Uncovered. How are you? Welcome, episode 7, baby.
Oh, that was a jazzy intro. Yeah.
You got to switch it up sometimes.
Nice tone as well.
It was
warming,
husky.
Yeah. It's nice to see you back in clothes after last week.
Oh, that was traumatizing, man. I ended up putting that cloak on because I felt uncomfortable. You guys felt uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but that was very revealing and very awkward.
And it was odd because it wasn't. Technically, last week's massive big end was Ash having to drink that gross drink that we made.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of got like two in one because you had to do your one from the week before. Then, by the way, a lot of comments of people saying you did not drink enough of that drink.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Yeah.
When we VAR it, you do sip it.
Yeah, you make it look like a big gulp and it's a sip, man.
Oh, shame.
Why are you so tanned?
Yeah.
What the hell have you been?
Yeah. Nowhere. Just in England.
What, have you been out in the garden or something?
Yeah, I've been in the
sunbathing.
Garden.
Where's your gold? No. Mercury. Why are you so tan?
Am I really tan?
No, you're golden, actually.
Yeah, you're green.
Really?
Yeah.
Touchy skin. You look like you feel hot.
He is warm.
Yeah, he is.
Am I glowing?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I feel glowing. I feel like happy, do you know what I mean?
Don't do that again. Don't be less glowy.
All right, be less glowy. No, I feel, do you know what though? Talk about glowing. My hay fever has hay fever.
It's crazy.
It's so bad.
I had to go to the doctor for it last week.
Jabbed you in the bum.
No, that was the year
Who
before.
Who jabbed you in the bum?
No one jabbed me in
the bum. The guy jabbed me in the bum.
That was the year before.
Listen to this story. This is crazy. He was like, I'm going to go get one of those hay fever jabs.
Because
he gets on top of you, doesn't he?
He gets bad, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to go see a doctor. Turned out, he turns up to this car park, meets a random guy.
He's just hiding in an office. He was wearing Air Max 95s.
Yeah. And then the guy, he just followed me, takes me into a room, says, take your trousers down, jabs me in the bum.
Did jab me in it? It was top of the glute.
You thought he was going to do it in the arm, didn't
he? I did think it was going to be arm. I wore a vest on purpose.
That's the most jeweled story ever. Only you would find yourself in a car park with a guy with Air Max 95s about to inject you with an unknown substance.
He was driving a Range Rover, so.
Yeah, and he went along with it.
I did go along with
That's insane.
What, you actually got it?
Let me tell you this though. Guess who wasn't sneezing on tour last year? Me.
Yeah, but you also have a disease.
Guess
now.
Who?
Yeah, who knows what you have?
I did get tonsillitis because he said, I warn you, it does lower your immune system. So, up with hay fever, got the flu. So, it wasn't the best.
Fine. But did you have to bend over for the jab?
No, weirdly, because like I said, I wore a vest because I thought he was going to go into my arm.
So, so your trousers around your ankles, you had a vest on?
Yeah, no. I had a vest. And it was like half lift the vest up and he got me in the top of the glute, bang.
What, in the middle of a car park?
No, we went into an office that I'm pretty sure he hired.
Oh.
Okay, obviously. That's a scam. That's a scam.
And it worked.
How much did you pay for this thing?
Do you know what, quite a lot. I can't remember, but it was more than I thought as well.
Rough figure.
Oh, it was like a couple hundred quid.
What?
Yeah, it was like a couple hundred pound for this hay fever jab.
Did he show you certificates of like, he's like a doctor and stuff?
No. I'm pretty sure he had Nike shorts, a Nike like running t-shirt and Air Max 95s.
It's getting worse. Sorry, I thought I knew the story. That's
worse. That is wild.
I put it this way, the receptionist I spoke to on the phone, she said, yeah, just get here at 5:30. She pulled in with me. Then she opened up the door, went, he'll be here soon. Then he pulled up in a car. Hopped out the car, then we both just went in his office.
Okay, but did you sign something?
No one signed anything.
Sure.
So to this day, you still don't know what you've been injected with?
No.
you could be the start of the next pandemic. Right?
Can I quickly stop you?
Yeah.
Sorry, who's suffering with hay fever and who isn't?
Joel,
No.
Hay fever.
Who's really
hay
winning?
Hay fever is the least.
£200 was a light price, in my opinion. Guess who's still not sneezing? Me.
Chilled.
My asthma's got worse though. I don't know if that's like a side effect or
this that's is... crazy.
Yeah. But you know, you live and you learn. It's reasons like this why we actually have, I don't know if you guys have seen it, a Brothers Uncovered fan page. Have you seen it?
No.
We do, yeah. We've made it now.
Yeah, it's popping up, man. I think it's on Instagram. It might be on TikTok as well. They just keep posting clips from the pod and stuff like that.
Well, we've made it, boys.
Yeah.
Because you see, when you see fan pages of other podcasts, is it just me? I just assume I'm like they're definitely affiliated with the pod. Like they call it a fan page, but they're definitely involved, giving them like the best clips or whatever. No, like this is nothing to
off
do with
that. I'm gonna be honest, yeah. So like even to this day, right, we've got our own pod, but the world of like podcasting, it still somewhat confuses me, right? Because people listen to pods, they watch pods, but even me, most of the time now when I'm intaking pods, I'm doing it through social clips.
Yeah.
And those social clips are not even from
the main page.
The main page. So
yeah,
fan pages, really, they're proper like help.
They've
pods
got all
they,
the power.
Yeah, they push it.
Yeah,
they
we
push
say thank you as well? Like, so, if you are running that page.
Yeah, love to you.
Yeah
you have got all the
we
power.
We should guess their name.
Oh, okay. Lisa. It's Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah, it's Lisa with the fryer.
There's a strong theme of Lisa's.
Lisa.
I was thinking more Zoe.
Really?
I like Zoe as
might
a name.
Might be Zoe.
Daniel?
I don't think Daniel was the right one.
I can't wait to find out it's a Daniel.
Imagine.
I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Runner of the fan page. Reveal yourself.
Get in the comments. Yeah. Today. We did have another really interesting comment. This was a message here. I'm assuming like their mum sent it in. This is a message from Poppy, age 9. Get your kids to do a guest pod in the summer holidays because I'm not allowed to listen to yours. Oh. Poppy, I'm going to level with you right now, mate. That's not going to happen. And I've also leveled with you.
Why?
Responsible parents as well. Not
yeah,
really
good. Good parents.
Pod, especially because of Perry.
Well, mainly because of Perry. Don't listen because of Perry.
It's Perry. Okay, firstly, what have I done?
You're the issue.
You're a loose cannon.
No issue.
You've got a potty mouth.
I'll tell you who the issue is with. You two.
Nope.
For putting me in that pink, basically, thong.
You chose that.
You did. You could have drank the drink.
And it wasn't that bad. And I can literally tell you it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, because it touched your teeth.
Yeah, you breathed it. You didn't even drink it. I'll take a big sip.
You're a fraud, actually, don't you?
1 minute, I took a big gulp.
You didn't. We've got the comments to prove it. All right, listen, Brothers Uncover fan page, make that a clip of him drinking that drink where we can see that he barely does anything.
Give us some slow-mo, please.
Yeah. So hang on, just quickly though, you'd have the kids do a guest pod.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'd be boring.
Okay.
I think it'd be boring.
This war against our children.
No, vendetta.
What is your problem?
What am I going to listen to a podcast of colouring in? Do you know what I mean? What happens?
They've got interesting stuff to say.
What? You sent me a video of your daughter the other day. She drew a picture of Sebastian the crab, which was just a red smudge on some paper and just danced around with it. I don't want to listen to that on a podcast.
How awful is that? So me and Perry, I will let you into a random little secret.
No, not in a bad way.
Me and Perry randomly just, because I don't know why, we got into the habit of going, Sebastian the crab from...
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah.
So I told Mimi about that and she went, She put on her Ariel outfit that she got from Disney.
Doesn't fit anymore.
It's a bit small. It's definitely age 3 to 4. She's about six. Anyway, she drew a picture of Sebastian the crab and then she was singing Under the Sea really excitedly.
Was she?
Yes, that's what she was singing.
No, she wasn't.
Right.
Yes, that she was because Rose was singing that too because they sung it in school.
See? This is my point.
That's why.
And she was like, sending it to Uncle Perry and I sent it and you were just like, what's that?
Well, actually, no. When I responded to your message, I was like, that's cute. But here I can be open and honest. And that's the beauty. Enough. You two have to make sure that your kids don't watch this pod. Okay. Be the parent. Like, who sent the message?
We've got to be Poppy's parents.
Poppy's parents.
Okay, that song stuck in my head, man, because Rose was singing it. The grass isn't always greener in somebody else's.
You have to do the accent.
Yeah,
you have to do the accent.
You can't sing. You can't sing.
You have to do the accent.
You can't sing. All right. The grass isn't always greener in somebody else's. Like, no, it doesn't sound right.
It is the same.
It doesn't sound right.
Oh, sorry. Somebody was in
Under the Sea.
Somebody was in the play. Yeah, there,
You have changed a bit, actually.
Yeah,
well.
Since you made
what was the play called again?
The Wizard of Oz.
It was a full-blown musical.
And you smashed it.
I had an American accent.
You did?
I sung a new version of... I'm about to say My Heart Will Go On. That's a Titanic.
Sang a random song in the show.
Not My Heart Will Go On. What's it...
Oh my God. Well, you was in it. You tell us.
Come on.
The grass is always greener.
Somebody else's leg. Let's move on. No.
He's not getting hired again.
He's never getting hired.
He's crumbling.
You better pray.
Mr. Lloyd Webber, I'm sorry.
He's a nice guy, Andrew.
Oh, are you first name basis?
No, that means no.
I mean, yeah.
No, you're not.
What? Andy.
Andy. You call him Andy Lloyd Webber?
Andy Webbs, that's what I call him.
Andy
Wait, can I ask you a question about that? Because I don't know if I've ever asked you this. When you first met Andrew Lloyd Webber, did you have to act and sing in front of him, like off the bat?
So
this is mental.
Okay,
you were in the West End in the Wizard of Oz in the Palladium, one of the biggest West End shows. I've never even asked you how it happened and what the process was.
So,
and secondly, why?
It was a proper like fake it till you make it situation. But the team were great. You know, helped me along. Like you said, first time doing a musical, and the first time I do it, I'm in an Andrew Lloyd Webber show in the Palladium.
That's
so crazy. But there's something called a sits probe where you are in the Palladium with the orchestra for the first time. So the band basically come together and the cast together for the first time. It's the first time because you've been rehearsing to track in the studio, right? And you get together and they play the music, you sing the music, the whole cast is there. But obviously Michael Harrison, who we all know very well,
very big director and stuff.
Director, great guy. Obviously he booked me for the show. Andrew Lloyd Webber was at the front. There was a whole board of people, the band, and we were all just sitting there and I thought the sits probe was just listening to the band. And it was like, no, when your song comes up, there's a microphone in the middle of the room. And you walk up in front of the cast, the band, and everyone's sitting there, and you have to sing your song. Now, if you do it for a living, like, and that's what you do, I'm guessing that's no problem.
Stop right there. You could be the most famous singer in the
world.
Yeah,
it's still tough.
Doing a West End song with Andrew Lloyd Webber sat 3 feet
from
you.
Yeah, but hear me out. I was in a cast, right? The company, they were all like, they're dope, bro. Like, pros. Like, some of the best in the game. Like, literally.
Got that's so much I know, yeah.
But exactly. So, for them, it's not the end of the world. But obviously, my first time, I didn't even know what a sits probe was until I got there on the day. So, I stand up, walk into the middle of the room.
Did you do it? Did you see it?
I had to.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait, I also propped my phone up. In the back, so I've got that.
You got the footage.
I've got the footage.
Why have you never shown us?
Good reason.
Yeah, good reason. But yeah, that was genuinely in recent times one of the scariest moments for me.
I say this right now. I could never.
No.
Literally, I wouldn't say there's not an amount. Clearly, there's an amount of money that I could
especially for you,
especially
and
for me.
That amount is quite low.
Money's money. But no, like off the top of my head, is actually not an amount that you could pay me to be. I'm not even talking about doing the show. The show is obviously. 10 times more, the pressure, yeah, let alone, but that, if you just said, go and sit in a room with 20 professionals and Andrew Lloyd Webber and sit. Yeah.
that's the epitome of outside your comfort zone.
Yes, proper outside the comfort zone.
I'm with Jordan on that one. I don't think I could do that.
No, but you know what though, real talk, in hindsight, you know, like if it was a would you rather, right? Even me sitting here, if I hadn't done it, I'd be like, no way. But having done it and been in the situation, like because I didn't know what I was in for saying yes to this project, I'm so glad I did. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's one of those ones that like I look back on now and just think, I was in the West End. Love it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would do it again.
All right, come on, boys. Before we get any further, we should probably do our oath.
Yes.
All right, let's make sure it's locked in. In 3, 2,
we swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Amen.
Oh
right, let's
Lord.
Crack on. I don't know why I did that last part there, but there we go. I want to talk about Beyonce. This Cowboy Carter tour is literally everywhere. And I don't want to seem like one of those haters. Because like, listen.
It sounds like you're going
to
hate.
No, let me clarify something. I might not listen to Beyonce music too much, but you cannot deny she's one of the most talented people on earth. That's fair.
Yeah.
Like vocally, stage presence, performance, all that stuff. It's just not for me. It's just not my personal thing. Do you know what I'm trying to say? The thing that I guess gets me is that like people who I know don't even like or listen to Beyonce just because it's like a bit of a hype will then suddenly become literal cowboys. The size of some of these hats that I'm seeing people wear. No wonder you were scared to get on the flipping tube. So would I. You've got 400 people wearing giant cowboy hats.
Yeah.
It looks like the most aggressive hen do going. It is the most disturbing thing to see. And all they're running about and I'm just like, just chill out a bit, man. Just calm down.
You know, I think, because my girlfriend went at the start of the week.
Did she wear a hat?
I think she wore a hat, yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah. She, well,
literally, live and let live, man.
She went on like a brand trip, you know?
Ooh. Sorry.
Right, it's not me. Don't ooh me.
Ooh. Go on, carry on.
Put on a brand trip.
Okay.
Those stadiums are so huge.
Yes.
You end up like right up in the gods, or even if like the fancy people are in boxes and
stuff.
Yeah.
Pointless, I think.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't see anything. You might as well just be listening at home, surely.
Yeah, well, I went to watch in Wembley. Where is Beyonce? Is it Wembley Stadium she's at, or Tottenham?
Tottenham.
Tottenham, okay. Yeah, Tottenham, I watched Ed Sheeran at Wembley Stadium.
What seat was you in?
I think it was a box.
Ooh. All right, that's when you jump on with me. You just sit into the box.
Brothers, we back each other. All right, grow up.
No, you don't back me.
What's that?
You don't back me.
Who doesn't back you?
You don't back. Don't even move letting that slide.
I said you're in a tan.
That's not backing me. That's just factual.
What a complexion.
That's just
free. That's just factual. Look at me.
Look, see, straight away, look.
Look at me, I'm golden.
Whoa.
What's going on here?
What's
right. Should we get back? Look, let's put all this energy on Beyonce.
Yeah, let's get back.
And then flipping stadiums where no one can see her. I watched Ed Sheeran at Wembley Stadium. And obviously the show is a bit different because Beyonce's got obviously Blue Ivy, all the dancers. She brings out, what's her really little daughter called?
Rumi.
Rumi. She brings out Rumi as well. This is like, there's a whole show that goes to it. With Ed Sheeran, she flies on a horseshoe. Do you know what I mean? With Ed Sheeran, it's usually just him, a guitar, and the music. And but what I mean is, weirdly, he kind of filled the venue, which I don't quite understand how he did that.
Mm. I mean, have you seen the Beyonce show?
On clips, on TikTok and stuff.
Oh, see, you can't hate and not watch it.
Who's hating? I'm saying I found it weird that Ed Sheeran managed to feel like, what is it, 90,000 people?
As a single performer.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you have that much like presence and stuff to do? I'm not saying Beyonce doesn't, but she's got loads of stuff with her.
Production.
Yeah, production. Yeah.
I actually think she's there because I actually do love Beyonce. I'm not like a crazy follower, but she has got that energy where people, I think, will accept whatever she decides to do.
That's true.
If you don't rate her and rate it, I think you're a hater personally.
Yeah, because
like,
she is sick.
Because like it's the production is world class. Yep. Her vocals are insane. The way that she dances and sings, which she makes look easy, is nuts. I'm just not a big fan of it. Like in terms of like, it's not my thing. Like, you know, like people see Beyonce tickets come up and the rush is mental. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, the hats go on, like people go. So there's obviously like a whole hype that surrounds it. It's not my thing, but like, it's impossible just not to respect Beyonce, right? But what you're saying about Ed, I don't know how you guys feel, but like what I think is sick about Ed Sheeran songs is that like they're basically like, what did someone say last time? He writes sort of like elaborate nursery rhymes. Like they're not exactly like complicated songs, but he just gets right to the heart. Yeah,
tell that to Castle on the Hill, mate. It's quite complex if you ask me. Just saying. Nice little breakdown storytelling.
How did it go?
When I was 6 years old. Is that Castle?
Yeah, go.
I broke my leg. One's overdosed. One's getting married.
I'm telling you.
Something like that.
My good friend, Andy Webbs.
Oh,
he's going to be on the phone.
No, I'll tell you what. He's not. No offense. Mm. I think George's the worst singer I know.
Oh, I am the worst singer.
Yeah.
I am. 100%. Fun fact. Yeah. Here we go. So when me and Ash were kids, we was actually in a boy band called Free Bro.
We were.
It was me, obviously Ashley Banjo, and two other brothers, actually. And the song went... Now you know just how it feels. Three bros in a house and we're keeping it real. Showing you the situation. New generation.
Was you signed?
No.
No, we weren't.
There was a guy called Neville who wrote the song for us.
Yeah. You were more like the chunky rapper.
Okay, let's chill out there. let's start. I'll explain the world.
Out the rapper.
So everyone having a good time?
Just leaving a trail of rappers.
Everyone having a good time.
The chunky rapper, leaving a trail of rappers.
Cool.
Yeah. Go on, no, continue.
Yeah. Oh, we can finish it, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, you did. So there was, okay, six members.
Yep, six and a half.
Okay, six members, three sets of brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Two were singers, two were rappers. Ash, you sort of...
No, I'm not gonna dip into the rapper category. I'm gonna...
Okay, you kind of sang and sort of harmonised, but was the leader. You know, he's quite tall with your tan and stuff. And then I was there. I didn't really have a role. I don't know if it was more like vibes.
Oh, you had many roles.
Okay, many roles.
Right.
There we go. We've got another one. We've got another one in. This is what it was like. I think this is why Free Bro disbanded. I didn't like the vibes in there. Well, anyway, bringing me back to my full story, the only time I've ever sang publicly, one of the boys, his name's Ashton Russell. He's a very good singer, still records now, actually.
Very dope singer.
Very talented kid, very talented guy. He stood up once and sang an entire song in front of all the parents at our dance studio. Everybody was screaming, clapping, round of applause. I was livid. I was so
you mean jealous?
Angry. Jealous? No, yeah. No. It went past jealousy to pure anger.
Okay.
I was like... I'm part of Free Bro as well. Where's my accolades? Where's my flowers?
Oh my God.
So I stood up and sang a song by someone who's cancelled now, so I don't want to say their name. And I only knew the chorus, so I sang the chorus four times. And thinking back to it now, what I thought was everyone was just stunned and quiet was me realising, you know, like you saw this, some people going, oh, he's gone again. He's gone and sing the chorus again. And now I think back to it and just remember like all the parents' faces like, this poor kid. Like, why are they letting him do this? And like the only one who clapped at the end was my mum. She looked like she was giving a round of applause just because it was over.
Oh. But what you don't understand is, right, is that he stopped. And like, you know when you think there's going to be a round of applause? Rather than sort of realise the moment he's kind of not there and leave, he went and just went in again for the chorus. And that happened repeatedly.
Yeah.
No one stopped you.
No one stopped me. No one stopped me.
Which cancelled artist was it?
I believe I can fly.
It makes it worse.
And then just clarify. I can't, even now, I can't remember the next lyric. And then I just sang that again and again and again and again.
I once joined a choir to impress a girl. You what? You want to join a choir?
Right, listen. This is one of my favourite stories ever. How do you not know this?
How do I not know this story?
It's my favourite story ever.
You joined the choir?
I thought she was the love of my life when I was in school. Right? this is my moment. Yeah. I thought, what's probably going to impress her? And she kind of started singing with these two girls. And I thought...
Wait, so you joined a girl band.
Essentially I joined a girl band.
You joined a Tommy Kitten.
There were a few girls that enjoyed singing in the school and they were getting a lot of praise and I really liked this girl and I thought, do you mind if I sing with you?
No.
And then the teachers were...
This is not a high school musical.
Hey, do you mind if I sing with you?
The teachers were quite impressed. So instead of doing our lesson, they actually sent us around to different classrooms to sing in front of the other teachers and the students. And we just went around and sung Shackles on My Feet. So is it Mary Mary? Yeah. I didn't get her. I didn't get the girl in the end.
Yeah, didn't work out.
No, which is a shame. Because there is a fine line from when it does turn from a choir to a girl band. Because a choir is a large group of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You join a few girls at lunch.
There weren't even harmonies. Yeah. I just sang over the poor girl.
So you were in a girl band in school?
Yeah. And I thought out singing her would help.
You know? Take my shackles off my feet.
Wow.
Really went for it. Really went for it.
You know what? I never knew you were in a girl band.
All right, guys, it was a choir.
Is it the girl band?
It was. Okay, it was a choir.
Is...
We would have sold out Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
When I started speaking, I just started speaking about Beyonce. I didn't have a would you rather in my head. Right, but I've got a would you rather. I'm going to direct it. Parent.
Love this. Okay. Come on.
Obviously, you love your girlfriend, Jess, very, very much.
Yeah. We spoke about the fact she went to Beyonce and saw it.
My question to you is, based on the story you just told us about your girl band as well, would you rather Jess be one of them? And I mean, huge Beyonce fans.
Okay.
Not like, oh, you know, I'm inspired by her music and I'm inspired by her as a performer. I'm talking like she's got all the albums tattooed on her leg. She travels around the world.
Fan page.
If she can't physically get in the venue, she's standing outside with her cowboy hat on. And when you hear, hey, y'all, and it's Beyonce, she starts crying and stuff. Like,
obsessed. Yeah, it's just icky.
Like,
yeah,
really obsessed. Like, she wants you to have a Beyonce themed wedding, that kind of thing. Oh, like, okay. We're really up there. Yeah.
Wow.
Or you have to rejoin your girl band, okay?
Choir.
The girl band. with the ex love of your life, so it might even make it more awkward between you and Jess. And once a month, you have to go round and you have to perform Shackles. No, you have to be the support act for Beyonce once a month and perform Shackles.
What, in the stadium?
In the stadium, yeah.
With that choir.
With them same three girls, yeah. What one are you going to do? What would you
once a month?
Once a week.
Once a week? No, you said month.
Once a day. Every hour. No, I'm joking. Once a month. Once a month.
Once a month. Perform.
But we're talking like you got full costume. You guys. Okay. But obviously you have to look like you're part of the band.
Yeah.
That's kind of dope.
Super fan.
This is awful. I just don't think me and Jess would align if she had super fan energy. Mm, you know? Yeah. I think that's a massive...
It's too much of an ick.
It's a big ick.
So...
They'll probably have to sing Shackles.
Shackles.
I think I have to.
Can we put you like the Shacklets or something?
We can call us whatever you want, but it is a choir. We're not a girl band. That's what we're definitely... Like, when we get introduced, we're not saying new girl band on the street.
Okay. It's a new girl band. It's Shacklets.
It's like an alter ego for you as well, because your hair's always back nowadays. So maybe whenever you do your thing, you just hair out, hair out. And just...
Boom. Scary Spice style.
Scary Spice,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll commit. And would you do the same?
Yeah, to be fair, I'll just do the performance once a month, because like I don't think, like, because it goes...
So yours would be a solo I Believe I Can Fly.
No, I don't.
And yours would be just solo Tin Man.
Oh yeah, I'd do that. That's no problem.
Once a month.
Defo.
What would you do if people came to watch Beyonce, they're expecting a massive show and you're there dressed as a Tin Man, they're going boo. And you have to like waddle off in your tin outfit and they're booing you.
I'll just stay a character, throw my axe at them. Is that a bit much
for context? The Tin Man has an axe for some reason.
Yeah.
No one knows that. Don't just say I'm going to throw axes at people.
He's not just carrying an axe.
He was chopping trees in the woods and then he rusted.
Yeah, right. Sorry, you're part of the story.
Yeah.
You and Andrew Lloyd have been getting into it. We don't
Andy Webbs.
Andy Webbs, sorry. Andy Lloyd.
All right, let's move on, all right? Let's have a little interrogation, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Perry today?
It's Perry today.
Great. Come on.
It is time to interrogate you, Perry, and get to the heart of who you really are some quick fire questions and quick fire answers. Are you ready, my friend?
Let me sit up.
By the way, I wanted to set some rules with these interrogations. People are getting lax, all right?
We are, yeah.
There's lax. People have a little thinking.
Fair enough.
You're pretty quick.
Jules still doesn't grasp the concept at all.
Quick fire, yeah?
Quick fire, would you rather's. Quick fire, no time to think. All right, here we go. First one for you, pal. Would you rather never be able to watch your favourite film again, or only be able to watch your favourite film and nothing else?
I only watch my favourite film and nothing else.
Wow. Ooh. Would you rather only be able to whisper or shout?
Whisper.
Would you rather your girlfriend have an ex's name tattooed on her chest?
No.
Or you have your ex's name tattooed on your chest?
Her ex's name.
Would you rather not brush your teeth for a week or not take a shower for 2 weeks?
No shower for 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Would you rather have an 8-inch long outie belly button or an 8-inch long innie belly button?
I'm going to go for an innie.
8-inch innie.
I'm going to go for an innie.
I think an 8-inch innie is just a normal thing, isn't it? That's what it is. Because like, I imagine like, the tube of what your belly
button
is.
It would look in because I'd use it like a pocket.
Good choice. Good choice. What was the other one he said?
Not taking a shower for 2 weeks. Apparently, it's actually healthier to not wash all the time.
Yeah, that's what people say that smell.
Yeah.
People that smell usually say.
Apparently. A lot of teenage boys going, see, Ashley Banjo said it. Yeah. I'm like, mate.
Yeah. Not brushing your teeth is wild.
Bad breath, I think it's the worst of the worst.
It's a bad trait.
Do you brush your teeth every day?
What sort of question's that?
That's crazy, wait, man.
What sort of question is that?
No. My brain said the wrong thing. Let me rewind, yeah? You ready? Do you brush your teeth more than once a day? That's what I meant.
Yes.
Twice.
Your butters, man. That is clapped. That
stop
is
talking.
So...
Stop talking.
Yeah,
stop
please, because I can smell it.
wait.
I want to say this. There's a lot of people out in the world who have a crush on you. I don't want this to be horrible. I think that's part of your marketability. Like, that's kind of what you're doing well with life. You're about to
And you know what energy you weirdly give? Like, you only do it once, but at night. So, you know what I mean? It's like,
wake up and go.
You want to wake up and go.
We're all going to have breakfast anyway. I don't know. It's like, yeah. Do you know what? Just.
Yeah, man. You're a bit scummy, isn't it?
No, sorry, talking. No, I'll be honest. I'll tell you the truth. Brushing twice a day is something that I do most of the time, but not all the time. No.
Sometimes you might fall asleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. But whereas you can never leave the house in the morning without brushing your teeth.
No.
Whereas you can go to bed without brushing your teeth.
Yeah, it's not as deep, but I do feel a bit more like, but I'd rather go to bed with a
fresh mouth.
Yeah, fresh mouth. Fair enough.
You'd rather Jess have her ex's name tattooed on her than you get your ex's name.
This is a bit techie, so we can get past it quick.
We'll go past it quick, but even one of those is horrific.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a jealous kitten.
No,
I'm
awful. But I think it's since I've been with Jess.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a really bad thing, but like, oh, now.
Doesn't it depend on how they feel about the tattoo though? So like if they have it and they hate it, you can move past it. If they have it and they're really proud of it, it's worse, no?
I think either way. Yeah, like what do you feel like you get in bed and she goes, night.
Oh!
Yeah.
Get out.
Did
out
you just
my
kiss
house.
Your chest?
Yeah, I don't know how I did that.
Do that again?
I couldn't do it if I tried.
1 minute. How did you manage that?
I couldn't do it if I tried. I don't know how I did it the first time.
Your chin went like underneath there.
I don't know how I done it.
What a skill.
Yeah, I'm too jealous for that.
I'm too jealous, but you'd rather your ex's name on your chest.
I've got a lot of tattoos. I'll just get it like really small and blended in. Think about it. Like,
but I Ash, think... stop kissing your chest. You freak.
Jess doesn't have any tattoos, does she?
No tattoos.
So her only tattoo would be that? Nah, man. I would be like, if I was you, I'd be like, get your name, your ex's name small and just get a whole chest piece.
I just think you could deal with that more than your wife could deal with that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a jealous cat.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm a real jealous
overruled.
Cat. Yeah,
overruled.
Whisper or shout?
Whisper, it has to be.
Has
you
to
can't
be.
Shout.
I hate doing stories, you know, where you bait people up.
Mm. Yeah, bait.
A couple weeks ago, I met somebody who was just like talking to me. And they were talking to me. You know when you want to just talk to people and be like, oh, hello, nice to meet you, can I have a picture or whatever? It was like, I don't mind those interactions at all. But his voice was on like 10 out of 10. Mm. And it made everyone, because he was lit.
It
was like that.
Too much.
And it was just like, whoa. Like, it was like the interaction was like, he was genuinely a nice guy, but the loudness was jarring. So, like, whisper is the only way.
100%. Okay. Bro, saying you'd only watch your favorite film and never watch anything else is
that's nuts.
That's a crazy thing. Man.
Wait, can you really tell me? I think I panicked.
Would you rather never be able to watch your favorite film again only be able to watch your favorite film and nothing else?
I'll be completely honest. I fucked that one.
Okay.
I can't go back. We made
it.
Yeah,
you
made
it. Several questions. You done well.
To be fair, Pell, I agree. Apart from the film one, I agree.
Yeah, we agree. Have we got a celebrity role?
We have got one. This is from, I might have to direct this to Jordan.
Why?
It's from KSI.
Ashley Badger's arch nemesis. Let's hear it from KSI first.
All right, boys, I got a big one for you. Would you rather eat a poo sandwich, like sandwich just full of poo and that's it, or would you drink a litre of piss?
I'm going to firstly say that's the most childish one we've had.
Yeah. Secondly, a litre of piss is a lot of piss. That's a lot of urine. A litre. A litre.
Like a big lemonade bottle.
No, they're the 2 litre ones.
Oh.
A litre's like the big, it's like, you know when you get the Buxton ones? And you're like, oh, that one's probably the biggest one.
The chubby Buxton.
There's a chubby Buxton. It's the chubby Buxton.
Oh, okay. Chubby Buxton. Of
that was his rap
not
name
that bad.
In the group.
Chubby Buxton.
This is why I left free, bro. This
chubby beat. Chubby beat. I'm the beat.
Sorry. So,
sorry. No, go on. Sorry,
a chubby Buxton,
let's go
Buxton or a poo sandwich. Consistency of the poo is also, it does matter, doesn't it? I'm actually surprised by the Chubby Buxton. So I'm going to go for a Chubby Buxton.
That's a lot.
I find it hard to swallow foods. I think I could swallow a drink easier.
Obviously, I've done I'm a Celeb. Yeah, a couple of times. Ooh. I'll do that to myself.
Were you a legend too?
I was on the legend series. Yeah.
Did you win?
Came second. Runner up. Okay, so I found eating stuff borderline impossible.
Yeah.
And Chuck, this is a good tip for anyone who ever goes on I'm a Celeb or for anybody who has to do something with eating challenge that they can't do. I know this is going to sound really obvious.
Well, we've got a podcast of just celebs watching.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to go on I'm a Celeb, what audience are you directing this at? The fuck, Jordan? Was it an
that's
excursion?
A good point.
What did you go to London on a day out?
You've changed.
I'm a celeb challenge.
You've changed. Okay. You spend too much time.
Anyone who's got
circles.
To do an eating challenge, what I discovered was the best way to do it, I know it's going to sound weird, tilt your head back because gravity helps.
Yeah.
I know it sounds stupid, but like I had to eat something. It's called a bovine. What is a bovine? It's like a cow or something.
Yeah, cattle.
What? Okay, cool. Well, I had to eat its penis. I had to eat a bovine penis.
How was that?
It was horrific.
Was it like normal or?
What do you mean, like normal?
Is it like, do you reckon it tastes like a normal penis?
Well, I haven't eaten a human penis, Perry, so I wouldn't know that. Yeah,
do you reckon it's got a penisy taste?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Why, there's so much to, there's so much to unravel here.
Anyway, back to your penis eating.
What is what's a normal
I don't want to dig into
and
this.
Also, cow's penis is big if we're talking cattle.
It was actually... You know, it was very modest.
Really?
It
really?
Might have just been a piece.
What did it taste like?
Just meaty.
Really?
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I managed to get that one down.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Straight, I think they started me on that.
Was it cooked?
I don't think it was.
Raw.
It was raw, yeah, and it had like a crunch to it. It's like cartilage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really, it was like the world's toughest pepperoni. Do you know what I mean? I'm getting watery mouth talking about it.
Oh, that is...
The cartilage-y kind of thing.
Oh, shut up now.
Sorry.
So it was like cut... Did it get stuck in your teeth? Or?
It's not the teeth, but I was like, trying to get coming back up. And,
oh, gosh. Do you remember what it smelled like?
You know, on I'm a Celeb, they make the stuff smell worse.
Oh.
What, they pour
stuff on it. Like the whole area, you've got to think out there, it's like 35 degrees. Mm. Everything's like, it stinks. There's flies. Oh, it's vile. So... to be fair, weirdly enough, I think we're going to have to side with you on Chubby Buxton. I think I'm going to have to drink the wheat.
Also, has the poo sandwich got butter? Because I don't like butter.
Oh, I think that'll be the least of your problems, mate. I think that's the least of your problems.
Yeah, but that's weirdly something that would put me off.
What? I'm not having the poo?
I think it's
not butter, is it?
I'll be like, it's like two things I don't like. I'd rather it just be plain.
That is mental. Wild statement.
It's mental.
I mean, I'm going to go for the Buxton too.
Yes. Yeah. Chubby Buxton.
Chubby Buxton, 100%.
And just to clarify something, Ash doesn't hate KSI. He hates that he said that when he watched our performance on Britain's Got Talent recently that he wouldn't give us the golden buzzer. And you've been real co-op on that ever since.
I don't mind that.
Why are you lying?
I'm fine with that.
You're a liar. You're an absolute liar.
I could not... Listen, I actually respect it, you know? It's a great opinion to have. It's a fair opinion to have.
Yeah.
And it's one that I agree with.
He said it to our face on Kids Breakfast.
Yeah, he said we was 9.9 out of 10 and we was incredible. And you were
fuming.
You were a little bit upset.
I said, would you have given us the golden buzzer? He said, no. He said, that's reserved for like creme de la creme.
Yeah, he did.
It's brewing.
Nice.
Yeah, don't start a war with KSI because it's not a war we'll win. Don't start a war with KSI.
I don't want a war. You're the one that said you wanted to fight him.
Fight KSI?
Yeah, he said you wanted to.
Okay, first of all, he's way out of my weight category.
So is that your league?
Weight category.
So KSI's not your league?
No, he's not a Chubby Buxton before you call me it again. All right, he's out of weight category. And secondly, yeah, I would fight KSI because I really like him. But like we've established several times, I like money.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, I would. No, all right, no. That was a celeb would you rather. We've got some good would you rathers from listeners, of course. Damu, here we go. Would you rather live a short life full of meaning or a long life without purpose?
Oh, but how short do you reckon
this is my point?
They're on about
it depends on what you clarify as purpose. Do you know what I mean? Because we can get really deep and heavy on this. Like everyone clarifies things differently. Short life, but full of meaning. Full of meaning could mean like, listen, I had the best time. I went on holidays. I went out with my mates. I did this. I did that. Or it could be like I left a legacy and I worked hard. Like it depends what you.
It's probably a mixture of all of that.
Okay,
I imagine so.
Or just like a really bland life is bland what people say. So, yeah, I'll quite happily be. Bland and old, if that's all right, please. I don't want to die. Like, well, how old am I? 32. I'm not like 30 odd, and be like, oh yeah, but he was a great dude. I'm like, yeah, but
yeah,
bland me up, baby.
Yeah, but then you've got like the legacy for your kids to like.
Yeah, but I'm dead at 35.
Yeah, but
I'd rather, I think they'd rather me be a bit boring. Not dad's a bit boring, but at least,
yeah,
at least
yeah. Do you know what I mean? True.
There's something about no. What was read it? Just read the words to me one more time.
Would you rather live a short life full of meaning or a long life without purpose?
That's a very interesting choice of words, but no purpose. Do you think there's something kind of like
sad?
I was going to say the opposite. Oh. Like, sort of like just having like, imagine waking up and being like, there's nothing to do. I've just got to go and experience the world. Just go out there and I can just...
Yeah, I think that's a real positive way of looking at it.
But I think it's more, I think it's taken more, you know, when people are like, oh, like, what's this about? Yeah, like, I've got no purpose. Like,
I'm just here.
It's just like, you just kind of exist.
I wake up.
I think that's a sad way to be.
Interestingly, what you both have just done there is shown a difference in mindset. Mm. I think it's how you approach it and how you feel about stuff and where you are at with yourself. So very overly deep, but I will definitely say, yeah, I'm gonna live long and be bland, please.
I'm gonna have some meaning.
Really?
I'm gonna have some meaning.
Live fast, die young, all that jazz.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Here for a good time, not a long time.
Ask your banjo.
I think it depends on the purpose. If it's something where you're genuinely gonna like make a difference or help other people or something, of course, I think there's probably better to live short with meaning, right? But outside of that, no purpose, just like long life experience in the world and just being out there kind of sounds
fun.
Kind of sounds just like chill, no?
Yeah. I'm living long, no purpose.
I might go live long.
Yeah, live long. Well done, Perry. Picked the wrong one.
Sorry.
Koala Stoney, would you rather perform in arenas or theatres? I think this is easy from all three of us. I will speak, you can correct
me if
I'm wrong.
After three.
One, two, three. Theatres. Yeah, there's a real disconnect with arenas. I think it's sick that, speaking, not to step on your toes here, but Ashley here obviously does staging, music, lighting, creates the show from the ground up. I know the performance side of it, I prefer theatres, but making a show, would you prefer arena or theatre?
Theatre.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm, How come? I thought you could just do more in an arena, no?
Yeah, and then spend more money doing it.
Yeah, good point.
Genuinely, yeah. Like, I feel that like an arena's like a, it is what we just spoke about earlier on with like Beyonce. It's like a sort of production competition thing where they're not really there. They can't like see you directly. So you have to like extend out into the room through all of your lighting and staging and everything, whereas actually I'm just like, listen, especially what we do, like I want them to come and just see us and just see what we do. And obviously we put loads of production on all the time. Like our sets are actually way too big for some of the theaters we go into, but I would pick theaters every day, man. It's just more compact. And talking about meaning, like I feel that like even though you're doing much less people at once, like it's a much more engaging experience. I love theatre.
Yeah, I want to watch a show where I can see the show.
Yeah, man, it's true. Fair, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
All right, then last one, Fiona. Would you rather have thoughts come out as a bubble for everyone to read? Okay, so like a bubble appears above your head. Or say piss off after every sentence. I think that's quite an easy one. It's going to have to be pee off after every sentence. Because if the bubble was coming out of my head, I'm saying a lot worse stuff a lot of the time to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's got to have to be.
If you're in a bad mood.
Sometimes I'm thinking, can you just shut the... do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So I wouldn't want that to be... But yeah, it's good to see you. Just shut the F up?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. Serious.
No, I actually don't. I say this before. I've told you before, weirdly, you two are probably the only two people that I don't get genuinely annoyed with.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I actually just don't really get annoyed with you two. Like, I just don't. I think because we're quite similar in a lot of ways. And they sit up with your partner. Sometimes you kind of have to challenge each other in awkward situations. You live with each other. We're all together enough. But then we also had just enough of a break that it doesn't come. True, do you know what I mean?
You have to really push it.
Yeah, you'd have to really, really push it. I just don't, like, personally, I just don't get annoyed with you two.
I know when I get annoyed with you two.
Go on.
You both do it too, in different ways.
Go on.
When you talk bad about yourself.
Oh.
You both put yourself down too much. Lift yourselves up, boys.
That was really nice.
Come here, shake your hand.
Thank you so much.
You are glowing today.
I'm glowing.
You are. I love this energy. Glowing. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
That was really nice.
I'm going to stop from today.
Interesting. Interesting take off to Chubby Buxton. But yeah, no, that's really...
that was all in the past.
Really?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
That was all in the past.
We're living in the moment now.
Thank you for that. Just quickly, what are you boys picking? The piss off or the bubble?
You have to be piss off.
Piss off, 100%.
Piss off. Well, I think we've arrived at
that
time.
Is it that time?
It's that time.
Boys, it's time for Ashley Banjo's Massive Big End.
It's my turn, isn't it?
It's your turn, Jules.
Oh, flipping hell.
The cycle's here.
To be fair, we've all had our fair share. I believe we've had our fair share of massive begins so far.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't.
You sipped a bloody drink. You sipped a drink.
I wore that
Agreed. That was thong. Awful. I'm tattooed. No one cares about the thong now.
Yeah, but you're already tattooed. You forgot about the tattoo.
I have, yeah.
Exactly.
My first one lasted for 3 days.
What was that? The chili?
The chili.
Oh, that's weird. Mine was going to last forever. So let's not start talking about time scales here.
Yeah, actually, you got no legs to stand
yeah,
on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You got no Shut leg up. To stand on.
Yeah.
Mm. One tattooed leg to stand on over there.
We've all had our fair share, right? And today, Jordan, it is your go. So I thought we'd take it. I thought we'd give you a little bit of an easy ride.
Oh.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be okay. One thing everyone listening might not know is Jude recently found his secret diary.
The Australia diary.
And for those of you that don't know what it is, Jude was away doing I'm a Celeb. He was feeling really down in the dumps and started keeping a diary of his inner thoughts and feelings.
It's a real roller coaster of a journal. I've reread it. I'll tell you one thing I wrote, one sentence from it. I'm grateful they have turkey mints. I wrote a list of things I was grateful for. And in the shop, they had turkey mints. Like, it's a real roller coaster. Bearing in mind, that morning, I also wrote, I'm watching a beautiful sunrise, but I just feel empty. And then I thought, I'm grateful for turkey mints. I don't, honestly.
Yeah, we need...
It should never...
We need a read.
We're all on the same wave because...
It's awful, man.
The Would You Rather from the Massive Big End this week, bring said diary into the podcast next week and read an entire extract.
Honestly, just give me the upper option.
Or
yeah.
Take a very healthy whiff of smelling salts.
Okay, so the diary. How much do I need to...
The world's strongest.
Yeah, the world's... Look, they're here.
Oh,
look.
My... Yeah, bring them out.
I believe they're made of ammonia and they blow your head off.
It's funny that we actually brought this up today because we just mentioned about us never falling out before.
That's the only time me and Perry have ever fallen out,
the
of course.
The only time me and Jordan have ever fallen out. Jordan brought those into the Kiss Breakfast studio one day.
So bad.
And I hadn't even smelled myself. And was just like, I know it says world's strongest. And he goes, oh, Pell, I just got these vitamins the other day. They stink. He stuck my nose inside
bad,
this little canister. I can't even explain. It wasn't a bad smell.
No, it was bad.
I feel like I got punched on the inside of my head.
Skull. No, can I ask what you say? I play a lot of pranks, a lot of stupid things. I mess about too much. I never really feel bad for anything. I go, all right, sorry, calm down. That was a joke. For about 2 weeks, I was groveling. I was like buying him coffees. I felt...
Guys, I cried.
He cried. No, it was bad,
cried.
Bro.
I'm not surprised.
And I feel
because
so
I, it
bad.
Just, it caught me off guard. And do you know what we had to do after that? He'd set me up. They was all playing a prank on me to film for the Kiss Breakfast Show.
Yeah, you had to eat food.
I had to eat horrible food.
And if that's not enough, listen to this. Please open carefully. Causes severe, in capitals, skin burns and eye damage. Toxic to aquatic life, wear protective gloves, clothing, eye and face protection. Opening this product, you accept all responsibility and liability to any injury and or death that may occur to yourself and any third parties.
Right, we're getting into the T's and C's now. Like,
no, that's not T's and C's. That's a contract on the back.
That's a contract.
That's insane. I now don't even like being in the room.
Yeah.
When that bottle's opened.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing smelling salts.
Oh,
really? I'm not reading the diary.
Oh, really?
I'm
going
to be honest.
Us? We'd love to read it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Sure?
Be honest.
Everyone would love to.
I'm going to take the physical pain over the emotional one. I don't want to relive it.
Wait. I might move away.
Perry, shut up. All right.
Okay, I'm covering my nose.
Okay, I ain't going to lie. My heart is beating. Guys, my heart is going do.
Are you sure? Are you 100%?
You can do it.
All right, three.
Come on.
Two.
Big whiff.
Guys, I'm so scared.
All my days. Three, two, one, go. I can smell it.
My head.
Oh, he's dribbling.
That's not even funny. That honestly feels like someone toe punched you up the nose, like in your head.
This is awful.
Nah.
Don't do that again. Okay, listen, we need to stop doing these ones that like start harming us. This is crazy.
We're going to figure out a new system for Massive Big End.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening. Any good Would You Rathers that you got? At Brothers Uncovered on socials, subscribe, all that jazz, review, leave a comment. We love you. Thank you.
Peace out.
See you next week. Are you okay?
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.